In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're again looking at Romans 8, verse 14. "For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, they are the children of God." Are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Are you being led to do the things that you do? Are you praying today? If you're praying today, you're being led by the Spirit of God. If you're praying today, you're being led by the Spirit of God. I remember Maria telling us the story that she was on her way to Mass one Sunday, and the Lord said, "Go to the hospital rather than Mass." And so she went, and her mother was dying. Her mother was dying, and oh, she started to pray in tongues, and there was a release in the mother, and the blood stopped flowing. She was led by the Spirit of God. She was led by the Spirit of God. The people that are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for we have not received the spirit of bondage, leading us to fear. Fear nothing. Fear nothing. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. But you have received the spirit of adoption. Yes, we have a spirit, the spirit of adoption through the blood of Jesus, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, whereby we cry, Daddy, Father, whereby we cry, Papa, Father. Yes, we have not received the spirit of bondage leading to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption when we call God Father, Abba Father. I remember in the Holy Land, the first time I heard a little child out the window calling her father, Abba, 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 Daddy, 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 Papa, Papa, Papa. We call God our Abba. Why? Because Jesus shed his life for us, shed his blood for us, and has made us the children of God. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Yes, we are children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so, we suffer with him, and that suffering is persecution. It's not cancer, that we may be glorified together. I remember saying yesterday, Holy Rosary is a cancer-free place. We claim it, we declare it, it is a cancer-free place. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, yes. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together with him. For I reckon that the sufferings of the present age, all the sufferings of persecution, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There is a glory that's going to be revealed in us by the Holy Spirit when Jesus comes again in glory. Listen to this. For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the children of God. Creation, the mountains, the ocean, the hills, the stars, they wait for the manifestation of the sons of God, when the glory of God shall be revealed in us. For the creature, creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creation itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. When Jesus comes again, not only will we be manifesting the glory that's within us and the creation waiting for the glory that is within us, but creation will be transformed by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How will God do that? I have no idea. But the Bible says creation will be transformed. And you know, you who are carriers of the glory, the Lord says that all creation waits for you to be in that glory, to manifest that glory to creation. Creation waits for it. The moon, the stars, the ocean, the hills, the mountains wait for the revelation of the glory of God in the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, we ourselves groan within ourselves. Oh yes, because Jesus is not here. And have you ever prayed and groaned? We wait for the adoption. We are adopted, but we wait for the glory of God to be manifested in us and through us, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. Yes, we are waiting to have our bodies redeemed, just like Jesus. Jesus' body was a resurrection body. When Jesus comes again in glory, we will have resurrection bodies. Do you believe that? It's true whether you believe it or not. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, he doesn't hope for. We're saved by hope. We're saved by grace. We're saved by faith. We're saved by faith. We're saved by hope. But most of all, we're saved by grace. It's the grace of God that saves us. But if we hope for what we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. We wait with patience for the coming of the Lord in glory. But you know what? We've got to be busy. Oh, yes, we've got to be busy because the world is waiting for us to bring them to Jesus one at a time and bring Jesus to them one at a time. Are you led by the Spirit? Then you want to bring Jesus to other people. Oh, we don't want to preach to our families. It doesn't do any good. We want to pray for our families. We want to pray that God make them vulnerable to His message, that Christ gave His life for them, and that Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. That's true. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh yes, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession with groanings, with tongues, which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit. That when we pray in tongues, the Spirit knows what we're praying for. We might not know what we're praying for, but the Spirit knows what we're praying for, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Praying in tongues makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's real. That's real. When I pray in the Spirit, I am praying according to the will of God. I need to hear that. I need to preach that. I need to say that. Oh, yes. How many people pray in tongues? How many people use that great gift? Sometimes I forget I have it. And yet, the Spirit of God prays it with groanings according to the will of God. Oh, yes. And we know, I want you to tell me, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. We know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. All things work together for the good in you, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what trials you've gone through. All things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. You have been called according to His purpose. Everything that you have been going through will be used for the good. God will work all things for the good to those who love Him. All things, even the terrible things that have happened to us. God works all things together for the good to those who love Him. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son. Oh yes, He wants us to be conformed to the image of Jesus, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. We will be conformed to the risen Lord, and we will receive risen bodies too, resurrected bodies, that moreover, whom He did predestine, He also called. You know, He called you. He called you. And whom He called, He also justified. He justified you in the blood of Jesus. And whom He justified, He also glorified. Oh yes, we will be glorified when Jesus Christ comes again in glory. Do you know that today? Or do you think you're going to have the same old body that everybody has? Oh no, we will be glorified by the blood of Jesus. Yes, we will be glorified. We will have resurrected bodies. No more will we have aches and pains. We will be glorified. I was thinking of my friends, the three sisters who were blind, and now they're all with God, and now they see clearly. No longer are they blind, they see clearly. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you know today that the Heavenly Father is for you? Do you know today that Jesus Christ the Lord is for you? Do you know today that the Holy Spirit is for you? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, He is for you. Who can be against us? Nobody. God and you make a majority, Teresa of Avila said. If God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Because He will make all things work together for the good to those who love Him according to His purpose. He that spared not His own Son, is he going to condemn us? But delivered Him up for us all, how shall not with Him also freely give all things to us? God is not against us. He who did not spare His own Son, shall He not with Jesus freely give us all things? Yes, He shall. Just yesterday I had a key that wouldn't work on the door. And the first time I said, Lord Jesus, please, the key worked. Oh yes, all things work together for the good to those who love God. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who is going to condemn us? Will God that justifies us through the blood of Jesus? Who is then that condemns? Will it be Jesus Christ that died, rather that is risen again, who is even at the Father's right hand, who also makes intercession for us? Is Jesus going to condemn you? He died for you. He rose for you. Is He going to condemn you? No, not at all. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And He also makes intercession for us. Do you know right now, at the right hand of the Father, Jesus is making intercession for you? Do you know that right now? Jesus is praying for you. He's your prayer partner. He always makes intercession for us, for He is the great High Priest. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Shall distress? No. Shall persecution? No. Shall famine? No. Shall nakedness? No. Shall peril? No. Will the sword separate us from the love of Christ? No. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Oh, yes. We are more than conquerors in tribulation, in distress, in persecution, in famine, in nakedness, in peril, in the sword. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No creature shall separate us from the Lord. No, then only unforgiveness will. Unforgiveness will separate us from the love of God. Sin will separate us from the love of God. That's why we need to know that we are the children of God, that we have been justified by the blood of Jesus, that we know that God works all things together for the good according to his purpose to those who love him. Do you love him? Then everything in your life is going to turn out to the good. Oh yes, it's real. It's real. God changes all things for the good to those who love him. Chapter 9. I say the truth in Christ. I don't lie. My conscience also bears me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have a heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. What is Paul's sorrow in his heart? That the Jewish people have not given their lives to Jesus as a whole. Oh, there are some Jewish people that have, but as a whole, they did not give their life to Jesus. For I could wish that myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren the Jews according to the flesh. In other words, if I would rather be lost to make these Jewish people come to Christ Jesus and know him as the Lord and know him as the Savior, who are Israelites to whom was given the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the law, the service of God, the prophets, the promises. In other words, the Jewish people were given all these things, the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, in the service of God, and the prophets. They were given all these things. Whose are the fathers? And of as concerning the flesh, Christ came in all. God blessed forever. Amen. Christ came as a Jewish man. He is not an Irish Catholic. Christ came as a Jewish man to fulfill the law and the prophets. Oh yes, the Jews were the ones that God called. He called them not because they were the greatest nation. He called them because he set his love upon them. Same with us. God did not call you and me because we're great. He had compassion upon us and called us to his love, to his mercy, to his forgiveness. Not as though the word of God hath taken no effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. In other words, every person who lives in Israel is not Israel, Israeli. Israeli comes from knowing the Messiah. But we need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for Israel. I tell you, God loves Israel. He made Israel his home on earth. And he will transform Israel by the power of God. He will transform Israel by the power of God. We need to pray for the Jewish people. We need to pray that they come into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they were given the covenants, the law. They were given the glory. They were given the adoption. And they had everything. Now when Christ comes to be preached among them, many of them will say no to this preaching. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the Jews. Father, in the name of Jesus, what you have done for the Gentiles, do for your people, the Jewish people, because they are our brothers and sisters. I am. They are the root of the olive tree. Last night, I was dreaming of planting olives, olive pits. I dreamt 4 olive pits I planted, hoping that they would come up. And if they came up, the roots would be Israel. The roots would be the Jewish people. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but Isaac shall thy seed be called. In other words, just because they're Jews doesn't make them children of God. That is, they which are the children according to the flesh, these are not the children of God. In other words, they become the children of God by giving their life to Jesus, like us, like us. Catholics call it second conversion. Jesus called it born again. Paul called it a new creation. I don't care what you call it. We need to experience that. Being born again by the Spirit of God. For this is the word of the promise, I will come and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by his father, by the father Isaac, for the children being not yet, neither having done any good or evil, the purpose of God according to the elect might stand out, not by works, but by him that calls. And we are not saved by our works. I tell you, God is calling you. God is calling you. He's calling you to make a commitment to him. He's calling you to give your life to him. God is calling me to give our life to him. Oh yes, if we want to be that Israel of God, we must be born again. We must be made into new creations. We must be have second conversion. I don't care what you call it. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to be. And that's what God says. And he says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. This is the will of the Father, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me. He has given you to Jesus Christ. He has given you to Jesus, who justifies you through his blood. He has given you to Jesus that you might become a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God. He has given you to Jesus that you might know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. That means Esau shall serve Jacob. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there righteousness? Is there unrighteousness in God? God forbid, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. Do you know that God has mercy on you today? If you utter the name of Jesus, God has mercy on you today. Do you know that today? Do you know that you are children of God? Do you know you are sons and daughters of God? Do you know that you have been adopted by the blood of Jesus? Do you know that when he comes again, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We shall have resurrected bodies. Do you know that all creation yearns to see the glory of God manifested in the people of God? Mountains and hills, everything yearns to see God's people manifesting the glory. And do you know that all creation will be glorified? Amen. Amen, amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We need $10,000 by Friday. Oh, help us. Help us to continue to preach the Word of God. And I also want to invite you to Days of Glory at the Crown Plaza Hotel Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts, November 3rd to the 6th. We will be worshiping God, praising God, and being instructed by the Word of God. Come to Days of Glory, November 3rd to the 6th. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.